Well, we're on the telephone with Alan Vanalek, who is a University of Nebraska-Lincoln extension educator based in Platte County. Alan has been one of the folks who has been helping put on landlord-tenant lease workshops across Nebraska here in the month of August, and just a couple of those to go here as we talk here on August 27th. Alan, let's talk about, you indicated, first of all, that, you know, you do these every year, but you're still seeing very good attendance again this year.
Yes, and, you know, we're going to average over 30, at least in the eastern part of the state, for these meetings that we've done. We've done 10 in the east, and they've done 8 further west. And for these meetings, we'll do very well. So the interesting thing is that I would have predicted that we'd have more tenants at this round of meetings and fewer landlords, but that's probably not true. We're still ended up with landlords being about two-thirds of our crowd. So it's a very heavy landowner crowd coming to these meetings.
And what does that tell you? How do you interpret that?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming it's because the landowners don't feel like they have information that they need to make good decisions about being fair with the lease. I mean, that at the end of the day is the bottom line for a landlord. Most of the landlords don't want to be unfair with a lease for a tenant. They want the tenant to stay in business. They like their tenant. 85 to 90% of the landlords get along with their tenant great. But they still want to be handled fairly with the lease. They don't want to just give the farm away for a below normal lease arrangement. And you know, the land taxes keep going up for those landlords, and so they're worried about the land taxes. How am I going to cover land taxes with the lease arrangements I've got? And so you got to kind of, there's a big balancing act going on this year, and it's a difficult one because taxes keep going up, yet the resource for the farmers to pay for those leases is not increasing. As a matter of fact, it's pretty much been cut in half over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how you describe it, but it seems like that gap is pretty wide going into this next year.
Yeah, it's a sad thing because if you go back to, let's go back to $6 corn, and we know the corn got up to $7 or $8, but let's go to $6 corn. You have a 200 bushel crop on an irrigated farm, that's a $1,200 resource on a per acre basis. Well, I've been pretty consistent in my message saying that the landlord should probably get about 30% of that, and so 1,200 times 30% is $360. But the landlord's got used to that $300-plus rent, and so now they're thinking they should still get $300 rent. But let's do the calculation. I mean, if we do a 200 bushel crop now and corn's worth $3.50, that's a $700 resource. A 30% of $700 is $210. And so getting landlords to drop that $100 or $150 an acre is a very difficult task. But that's what the tenant needs because he can't pay $300 rent out of a $700 resource. That's like, you know, 43 or 45%. I don't know what the calculation is, but it's a high percentage, and that's not going to work well for his expenses.
As in most things, comes back to supply and demand, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that of course is what's holding rents up. I mean, rents would be dropping faster if the demand wasn't still there, but in effect, the demand is still there, and most tenants are afraid to give up rent. They still pay rent that's probably too high. Mostly because if they turn it down, they know that, you know, if you turn it down at 10 o'clock in the morning, the old story is the landlord will have three people there making offers by 5 p.m. the same day. I mean, that's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but unfortunately, it's been true in far too many cases. I'm not going to say unfortunately. That's fortunate for the landowner. But it's a real balancing act there to figure out what you should pay, yet keep a hold of that land resource to keep your base up.
So are we seeing people looking at different options besides cash rent?
Well, sure. I mean, everybody's, you know, I think people should go, cause, well, we talk about this during the workshop, and that's why it's a good thing to come. We talk about, you know, the fairest way to rent is still crop share. And if you don't like paying all those bills because it's chipping under a typical crop share arrangement, you would pay a percentage of the fertilizer or a percentage of the chemicals used. Some people don't like to pay those bills. That's one reason why they quit crop share. Well, then you take a smaller percentage of the crop, but you still do a crop share. The other thing we talk about at the workshop is doing flexible lease provisions, where we typically flex on price or yield or both. And so we try and cover those things in these workshops.
So do you have any indication of how this is going to play out? Now, a lot of these deals, contracts, are negotiated in the fall, right?
Well, there's a lot of leases that start on March 1st, okay? But the notice to quit in Nebraska says that you have to give them 6 months' notice before March 1st to quit under a handshake or oral agreement, which is September 1st. So that's why it's nice to have this timing of these workshops in August, so we fit that September 1st deadline for notice to quit. And so some people want their 2016 contract decided by September 1st, because if they don't like it, they'll cease that contract and try and go with a different tenant.
Okay. I know last spring we heard reports of farmers walking away from some of those. Any feeling for how it's going to go this next year?
I can't really predict. I don't know that happened as much in Nebraska as it maybe did in Iowa and Indiana. That's just my feeling on that from what I read in trade publications. I'm not hearing a lot of people that walked away from leases, especially in this area, because, quite honestly, for a lot of our people that have livestock, we didn't even have a down year yet. The livestock people made a lot of money in 2014, especially beef made a lot of money in 2014, maybe not so much pigs, but beef especially. And so there was still a resource there. They were still paying basically top rents, and they didn't even falter yet. Now, the pure crop people already had a bad year in 14 financially. They're going to have a bad year in 15 financially, the way it looks, with the 15 marketing year. So for them, it's a whole different story. For the livestock people, it's a little bit different economic scenario right now.
Okay. And again, I know you're not in the business of predicting how things will go, but any thoughts on what the trend will be on these cash rents then?
Well, yeah, I think that overall land rents will be steady or lower. I think that most landlords understand the economics of what's going on. They're going to not maybe drop as much as they should from an economic, pure economic standpoint, because of that supply and demand thing we already talked about. One of the farm management groups has predicted a 10% decrease for 2015-16. I don't know if we're going to get that or not. Well, I don't know. It might be higher. I don't know. I'm hearing anecdotal stories of tenants coming to me and say, my landlord was a peach. They dropped my rent for next year, and I just really appreciate that. But I also had a landlord call me up yesterday, and they jacked rent $20-$25 an acre for next year because of taxes. And so you're going to get everything, depending on where you're at with your rent right now. I mean, obviously, if you're really low on your rent, has historically been low on your rent, you could still get a rent increase, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, depending if you're a landlord or tenant. If you're right up there at the very top, then I think you better consider easing off a little bit.
Alan, I'm out of questions. Any other comments or things that have come out of these workshops?
Well, the key to the workshop, in my view, is to talk about proper communication. We have far too many landlords who think tenants have all the power because the tenants farm to ground. They know exactly what's going on out there. We have far too many tenants who think that landlords have all the power over a lease negotiation, and the landlords control it, because if you say no or say I want to offer less, the landlord will just say, fine, I'll go to somebody else and have two more bids by 5 o'clock. So there's this power struggle going on, and to break that, we need better communication. We need to have good sharing of information back and forth. Tenants should tell landlords exactly what that farm's yielding every year, and you've got to have that. We've got to have enough communication going on so everybody has their books open, everybody has their communication open, so that there's no feeling of one having power over the other. That's kind of a poison, toxic portion of that relationship as it goes forward if you don't have that thing cleared up. And that's one main message I try and give, is that we need to have good communication so we don't have any of this feeling of one having power over the other in that negotiation. It's got to be very much a shared information piece and a shared negotiation.